Isaiah chapter 64. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence, as fire kindleth brushwood, as the fire causeth water to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations might tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things which we looked not for, thou camest down, and the mountains flowed down at thy presence. Never have men heard, nor perceived by the ear, nor hath seen a God beside thee, who acteth for him that waiteth for him. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth to do righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou wast wroth, and we have sinned. In those is perpetuity, and we shall be saved. And we are all become as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And we all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have carried us away. And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hidden thy face from us, and hast caused us to melt away through our iniquities. And now, Jehovah, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou our potter, and we are all the work of thy hand. Be not wroth very sore, O Jehovah, neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, see, we beseech thee, we are all thy people. Thy holy cities are become a wilderness. Zion is a wilderness, Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house, where our fathers praised thee, is burnt up with fire, and all our precious things are laid waste. Wilt thou restrain thyself in presence of these things, Jehovah? Wilt thou hold thy peace and afflict us very sore?